with Owen Morgan. And Owen, first, thoughts on T20 matches mid-September in Durham?
Yeah, here it is what it is. We haven't played an international game here for quite a while, so it's exciting to come back up this part of the world. You know, we're sole role models for the game in the country, so it's important that we get to the four corners of the country to play. You know, I think Durham have done a great job in selling the game out tomorrow, so we expect to have a really, really good atmosphere and hopefully put on a good show as well.
I have to ask, one Durham man missing, Ben Stokes, caused a little few eyebrows to be raised up in this neck of the wood. What's the team's thought on that?
Oh, the team is fully understanding of, I suppose, Ben, in some cases Joe and Moeen, their position. You know, they're integral parts of our all three formats, and not just now but right into the future and looking ahead to the winter, an important Ashes series. You've got a lot of white ball cricket after that, and I think, you know, it's a decision that was made by Ben, the selectors, the coach, and obviously myself as well, and considering, you know, down the line, he's a huge part to play. Regardless of what ground we were playing at, he would have missed out. So it is very unfortunate, but, you know, you have to understand at the same time, we need Ben Stokes in order to win the Ashes, in order to win series away from home, and then obviously prepare for an important summer next year. But yeah, there's a complete understanding of it in the change room.
And it's not as if you've got a lack of experience in this squad compared to possibly the one earlier this summer. There's some big names back.
Yeah, we're only probably a couple or three short of our full strength, which is obviously a great position to be in. But building towards that sort of white ball side of the winter, we do want to present opportunities for guys to come in as well. We recognise that there's no T20 World Cup until 2020, so we do sort of have to try and plan where guys will be 2 or 3 years down the line, and it's not an easy job unless you present guys with opportunities and actually find out what they're about. So we saw, you know, brilliant characteristics from guys that came through in the South African T20 series. And Mason Crane did extremely well, Tom Curran, Davin Milan, you know, guys that could potentially play a big role in our winter side, and they can slide in amongst what I think is a very talented team at the moment.
West Indies isn't a single player from the Test team in the T20 squad. It's a bit quite different for the England team now.
Yeah, they're a very strong T20 outfit. We probably know that more than most. And, you know, on any given day, they can produce a world-class performance. And I think it's a good challenge for us. You know, we play against some of the world's best players tomorrow. It's an exciting challenge, particularly for our bowlers, but a challenge that we're looking forward to.
I'm sure you have thoughts on the 11. Is there anything you can tell us about who will or won't play?
Yeah, there's not at the moment. There is a bit of rain around tomorrow. I did have a look at the wicket earlier. It looks pretty good. I mean, given conditions up here, I think the groundsman's done a really good job. So, again, full credit to Durham. They've done a magnificent effort. So hopefully, like I said, we can put on a good show for them tomorrow.
Final thought, it's been quite a long time since the last international white ball game. Is it difficult to sort of suddenly get back in the groove again?
No, absolutely not. It's, you know, the energy around the group right from the get-go. I think guys are, you know, buzzing to be back. We've got something really special going on amongst the guys with the white ball at the moment. So hopefully we'll be able to continue momentum not only tomorrow but into the one-day series as well.